California faces a school library crisis due to the lack of a designated state funding source, leading to limited books, fewer librarians, and many schools without functioning libraries. Access Books Bay Area aims to address this issue by providing high-quality, culturally relevant books and transforming school library spaces. Their goal is to improve literacy for K-8 students in low-income areas, creating inviting environments that foster a love of reading. You can help this effort to bridge the literacy gap by donating and finding out more at accessbooksbayarea.org.
Pleasure to chat with Dan Boyle here at Lake Tahoe. It's the Sharks Global Partners Summit. Dan, first off, everything going well here? You're enjoying this?
Yeah, this is
skinny dipping in the lake
here,
later.
For anyone that's been here, it's pretty amazing.
Tahoe's still Tahoe, we're happy to report. Of all the Sharks games that you watched this season, you know what they're doing, you know how they're rebuilding. Are you encouraged by the process? Are you seeing some of the right things that need to happen? Because we know it's not perfect yet. How do you see it?
It's not. At the risk of giving you too long of an answer, the negative is obviously we don't want to see the Sharks missing the playoffs for a sixth, seventh season in a row. So that's the bad.
Right.
The good news is I think they picked up a great goalie. Always starts in net. I think Askarov's going to be the real deal.
Yep.
I think you got some young D-men that are going to be doing well. And I was really impressed. Everyone's talking about Celebrini and Smith, obviously, but I see a couple other young guys that are going to make that next step. And I was at the Montreal game. I did the game on TV and radio. And I was really impressed with some of the young guys, and I think once they take the next step, I think we're not that far away from the playoff position.
And to your point, you know, Will Smith and Macklin Celebrini, they're going to get a lot of attention, but I've been watching the Barracuda even a lot more closely now, and there's a young Luca Cagnoni, a defenseman.
He's the one I haven't
you're
seen.
You're the comp. They're like, oh, this is a Dan Boyle-type player, and I say this respectfully. Not the biggest guy out there,
that's
but puck mover, intellectual, very good thinker on the ice.
I have heard about him as well, yes.
How did you as a player handle competition? And I mean that on two senses, like competition to get jobs and roles on teams, and also competition in like, oh yeah, we want to win this game against the other team. What was your angle against competition?
Well, the first part of that question is I had to get on a team, and as you guys know my story, undrafted,
Stanley Cup, gold medal,
one of our
I'll
three,
say it for
three,
you.
3 billion, 8 billion people.
Look up who the other two are. You'll never find him anyway.
So that was believing in myself while others weren't, and just sticking around, being like a gnat and trying to get in the lineup. When I did, trying not to be removed. So that was just kind of like belief in yourself, belief in my abilities and doing what I need to do. And then eventually when I did, as far as competition goes, you know me, I'm very competitive.
Oh, yeah.
It's about winning hockey games. It's not, for me, it was never about goals and assists and points. It was about winning games. And I always wanted to be the best player on the ice. I wanted the puck on my stick at the beginning of the game, at the end of the game, and in between the game. So I wanted the puck on my stick because I wanted to be the guy that was going to decide whether we were going to win or lose.
It's an honorable trait to have for somebody, you know, and you had those chances out and those opportunities. As somebody like that, and I always looked at you as a leader inside the Sharks dressing room, and you kind of saw this like when Logan was coming up. Like you were on the team and you pointed to him and said, this kid knows what he's doing, he's future captain material, and well, here he is. If you were on the Sharks today, if you were inside that room, and Macklin's a couple stalls over and Will's across the room, what types of things would you tell them? Just in terms of their future, and they've got high expectations, and they kind of remind me of where Logan was at one point. What are the things you would tell them?
Whew. Damn, I didn't prepare for that.
Right here.
These are good ones.
I'm a professional.
I want guys to understand that, yes, they're rookies, they're freshmen in the league, and I don't want them to put too much pressure on themselves. That being said, there's that fine line where I don't want them to
let up
and be like it's been 6 years, guys. Like some guys need to take the next step, and not just those two, but guys that have been there 3-4 years. I want them to be like enough's enough and take that next step now. There's no more room and time. So yes, allow yourself that time as a young guy to like fit in,
but urgency to get the team.
That's a great
back.
Word. Okay. Absolutely. Yeah, it's sometimes, well, you know, we'll get there.
Okay.
Get there.
I love that.
Urgency. I like that word.
Do you remember the meme of you? Angry Boyle face. Do you remember that one?
Absolutely.
That's like the face that they need to have. And we've actually seen Macklin kind of make those faces on the bench. Like,
yeah, don't be
satisfied. We're not doing this losing thing here.
Yeah, don't.
Because
don't.
He's never known that. A lot of the players have never known that. They're in this situation, to your point, where it's part of the process. They don't have to like that part of the process.
Yeah, I obviously you're not going to win 82 games, and you have to accept a loss here and there. But I just, there's that button that you got, that switch you got to flip. They're like, this is not happening again. And then you do something different the next night.
That's a great point to make. Next season will be another Olympic year for the NHL and its players. I certainly hope that everything happens. And I mean, you were somebody who was afforded the opportunity to go play in those games. Could you ever see it not happening again? I mean, it's a hard thing to tell NHL players you can't go.
Yeah, to take it away. I mean, I was there prior when we didn't have the Olympics and then we did. So it's such a rewarding thing as a player, and I think the fans love it.
Yeah. It's
got to be one of the highest drawing events at the Winter Games. So I can't see them taking it away.
It's hard for the league to shut down and the teams to stop their operation.
Yeah.
The upside, to your point, I think individually and for the game,
and you grow the, and you grow the game. Yeah. I mean, you know how many countries are watching the Olympics, and you know, you might have some country here or there that's going to tune in and watch, and eventually you know, tune in more.
Friend of the program, Marc-Edouard Vlasic, recently said that the NHL needs to fix its awards structure because the Norris basically goes to the D-man who scores the most goals or has the most points or plus minus. It's an offensive-minded award now. So do you think there should be two awards? I mean, if the forwards get the Selke, why shouldn't the D get two awards?
I don't want to give Pickles too much credit because I don't want to pump his tires too much.
Wow.
No, I'm kidding. But no, there's for sure needs to be an award for the offensive defenseman and the defensive defenseman. I think Bobby Orr would probably be the offensive defenseman, and maybe a Larry Robinson or
so. You're naming these things already.
I think so. Then you got to pick, you know, somebody that's kind of been known for his defense. But I think for sure.
Okay, so you haven't really gone full scale back into the hockey world yet. And there's a lot of avenues. Some people get into coaching and scouting and broadcasting. You've done the broadcasting a little bit, but nothing full scale. So here we go. What are you waiting for? What's holding you back?
Man, I don't know. My golf game is so darn good right now.
And home projects, which I know that took a lot of your life in recent years, too.
The golf game, the kids kind of needed me, but they're kind of growing out of needing me now, so I may have to, like...
You get out of the house a little more.
Yeah, I might have more time on my hands. But I love the game. Obviously, it's been tough the last few years. But I think as the team progresses and gets better, you know, maybe I dip my toes into something here or there.
I mean, speaking of that, you came in and Mike Greer was still a player on the Sharks. Did you ever see him getting into this very prominent role he's in?
I don't think, I believe my first year was his last year.
Right,
it was pretty quick. No, I wouldn't have guessed. But obviously, he's, you know, doing a great job. And a lot of people, I mean, they've got a plan, right? They're doing, they're trading a lot of players. There's, you know, there's something going on behind the scenes that we don't know. So as long as they got a plan, they know what they're doing, I think we're in good hands.
I love the fact that so many Sharks alumni are still around yourself. The Scott Hannons, the Mark Smiths, Nabby, Jumbo, Patty. I mean, the list goes on and on. And this list, even 5-10 years ago, wasn't as deep as it is now. I love the fact, and I don't know if this is a question or a comment for me to you, I love the fact that a lot of you are choosing to stay and give back to the team. Like, look at Mike Greer, for example.
Yeah, you know? I mean, I love the Bay Area. Obviously, the guys that are here love it. A lot of our kids were born here. That's part of why I came back. But I loved my 6 years here. The fans were great. And give back, I mean, that word is a little weird, but you want to see the team succeed.
You're sharing your background and all that experience.
I want to help.
That's giving back.
And it might be something like I skated a couple years ago, and Mario Ferraro, like, pick my brain about how to defend, which was weird because I'm an offensive defenseman. But
I think Mario wanted to score more goals.
You know, he's like, what should we do, this or this? And so just giving my advice and helping out a little bit gives me a little bit of satisfaction, and hopefully I say the right things to help out some of these young guys.
All right, Dan, it's been a pleasure. We have some other things to actually do here, so we'll cut this off now. Is the invitation to come back to your house for some Moscow Mules, is it open? Is it closed? Am I helping that this weekend? Or
it is open, and my Toto misses you.
That's the toilet, ladies and gentlemen. That's the automated toilet.
It misses you.
Okay, well, that's a good place to end it.
It said, where's Brody?
It actually opened up.
Where's Brody?
Toilet talk.
It's a new podcast.
Thanks, Dan.
It's a new idea for podcasts. Check it out.